Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Charlie Ward inbounding on the right sideline. Top of the key extended. Houston pops out up top. Down the lane. Running jumper! Off the front rim and in with 8.8 tenths of a second to go. Houston hits the running jump shot. And the Knicks take the lead.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
(877) 337-6666 Pete Hoffman with you on The Fan till 2 a.m. And the New York Mets got destroyed yesterday. 8-0. And Christian Scott went four innings, had a really rough, I think it was the second inning, he gave up the four runs, you know, gave up a three-run shot to a guy who was batting 129. Had 10 hits on the season and just hung a, I think it was a slider that just was just hanging up there, and he just crushed it and gave up four runs in one inning. And that was basically that. And the New York offense was, again, not available. Not available. For whatever reason, they just couldn't make the game. Like, you know, how Josh Hart couldn't make the end of the next game. Mets just couldn't make the game. The Nets offense couldn't figure it out. That being said, though, the question is, what are the Mets doing? And I keep hearing that from everybody. What are the Mets doing? They don't have a clue. They're lost. Blow it up. It's time to move on. This team sucks. That guy sucks. Everybody sucks. I mean, listen, they do suck right now. No one's going to deny that. No one's going to deny that the Mets are 20-24, even though they're close to a playoff spot, even though they're not that far away from a playoff spot. Who knows? They started the season off 0-5, but then end up being over 500. There's always that type of thing. Like, they can always go on some runs that are going to keep them in 500 all season long. And that sucks. That's mediocre. We get that. I get that. That is not great. That is not a team that's going to be a future. You know, but wow, this is great. The Mets can just be 500 and, you know, maybe they make the playoffs and that dreams can come true. We'll sneak into the playoffs and win a World Series. I'm not stupid. I don't think the Mets organization is stupid. They recognize that they are a mediocre team right now, and they're trying to actually figure out and evaluate the freaking team. Does anybody realize that? Does anybody, like, listen, I understand that it's getting frustrating that we've seen a lot of the same players over and over and over do the same thing over and over and over. But if you don't think that they are not actually evaluating this team on the fly, like, the fact is, Joey Wendell was a signing from David Stearns. David Stearns brought in Joey Wendell. Joey Wendell was here for a month and a half, and specifically to be a defensive guy. Like, he was a utility guy that he could play multiple positions. He could play second base. He could play third base. He can even play shortstop if you need him because he's defensively skilled. And that's what David Stearns prides himself on, is I'm going to give you a good defensive team. That's what I want to do. And then the rest will be there. The pitching will be there. They'll work it out because the defense is there. And if we can get some good timely hits, then we'll win some ball games, you know? Well, Joey Wendell couldn't field a slow roller hit by my son. And he is now DFA'd. He got paid a little bit of money, and they still said, see ya. It's not worth it for you to be here anymore. We don't want to see you around here. That is called live evaluation. That is not last year watching Daniel Vogelbach all season long, because eventually it's going to work out. You know, that's the reason why I brought him in here, was because this, I know what he does. He's going to, you know, get on base somehow. He's got a good eye. He's a good lefty bat. We'll platoon him. No. Joey Wendell, he's here for defense. His defense isn't good enough. See you later. Michael Tonkin, you know, they came back. They brought him in here twice. It didn't work out either time. See ya. Johan Ramirez is back. I'm sure he'll be gone soon too. Again, for the second time. Zach Short, see you later. Like, you don't do what you're brought here to do. You're not going to play. You're not going to be on this team. And that goes for everybody. Like, these are small things right now. Right? Like, we're talking about Jeff McNeil, for example. He is not any good. He's batting 230, less than that now. He's not good. He's not doing his job. He doesn't field well anymore. He's not hitting anymore. He's got zero power. His contact is not great. He doesn't spray the ball like he used to. His time is running out here in New York. But for a guy like him, where they just signed him, he's got a little longer contract. Maybe they give him more wiggle room. But that doesn't mean he's going to be here for the remainder of his contract. That means they have to figure out, is there something we could do to fix it? What went wrong? Well, how about the fact that the league changed a major rule that worked for Jeff McNeil? I'm not trying to sit here and defend Jeff McNeil, because he seems like an ass. He's got attitude issues. Okay? I don't know how many friends he has on the team. I really don't. But regardless, it's not about that. He just doesn't perform well. But how about this? Maybe part of it is because the entire league decided we need to ban the shift because most players don't know how to hit in a shift. So we have to adjust to the rest of the league. Guess what? The only moron in baseball who was actually able to figure out how to hit around the shift, his name was Jeff McNeil. That was the guy. He benefited from teams shifting against him. That was it. Like, he was the one guy. And he got screwed. I'm not sitting here saying he shouldn't be able to figure out now how to hit without a shift. That's his job. He needs to go out and figure that out too. But he was the one person that was able to take advantage of, oh, well, they're going to stack to one side. Beautiful. They're going to leave me a hole. I'm not going to try to hit a home run. I'm not going to worry about my freaking exit velo. I'm going to slap the ball down the line, and no one's going to be there. Boom. I'm on base. Yahtzee. That's it. But he can't do that anymore because of how things are. It's all basic. And they don't have to shift anymore, and it's better for the defenses. They figure out how to finally stop Jeff McNeil. And Jeff McNeil's having issues with it. But that being said, he still needs to get better. And the Mets have to help him get better. Because he once was a really good hitter. He once was a guy you could rely upon. And now he's not. I mean, I'm almost at the point where...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yesterday, for example, I'm not saying it's a great talking point. I'm not saying it's exciting, but there was a player on first base. I forgot who. I think it was Bader. Just got on. I think hit the pitcher or just barely got on somehow. It was a weird play. It was hit to the left side. It hit third base and shortstop. They couldn't field it properly. He gets on first base. Fine. I think it was a hit and run or whatever they are. They're playing that Bader's going to steal. Jeff McNeil hits a ball between first and second because the second baseman had to play towards second base because they were worried about Bader stealing. And that's where McNeil can get hot. That's where McNeil should be able to start to hit the ball and get on base. That's where he's effective. But guess what that means? He needs to be up with runners on. So maybe we're talking about Brandon Nimmo not being leadoff anymore. Maybe we should start putting, maybe it's not Brandon Nimmo shouldn't be leadoff. Well, first of all, whoever's leading off needs to get on base more than what they are. And Nimmo still can walk here and there a little bit. He's not hitting for contact. Regardless, whoever leads off needs to get on. If it's him, if it's Lindor, and then maybe put McNeil too. And I know that's like, well, why we do that? He's terrible right now. Well, maybe that will get him back into his form. He has somebody on in front of him, and he that's fast, that gives speed, that gives you a threat, that can open up a hole that he could just get a base hit through. I'm not looking for, I mean, this is just basic nonsense with Jeff McNeil, but that's how you're going to get him to get his average up. That's it. You're not going to get him hitting doubles up the gap. It's all little dinkers and dunks from Jeff McNeil. You know, swinging bunts. That's what you're going to drag bunts. That's what you're going to get out of him. That's what he has. So you have to be creative with that. But that's besides the point. That's a small factor because that's just a defense of Jeff McNeil. Bigger picture, though, is that they are still evaluating everybody. If you think that the Mets are going to go this season and trade no one, say goodbye to no one, that they're just bringing the entire squad back next year because, well, we had to evaluate, not so bad, not so good, so maybe we'll just bring them back one more year. You're wrong. There's going to be so much turnover, it's going to be ludicrous. But the problem is you start from, and this is Wilpon stuff, right? Wilpon's put them in a mess where it was so all over the place. Steve Cohen came in and tried to fix stuff real quick, tried to make the Mets contender real quick, brought in a Sandy Alderson, thought he could buy some players. They made the splash move for Francisco Lindor, which I still don't think is a mistake, by the way. I'm not thrilled by it. I never was. I always said I would have done other things before doing that, but so be it. That's what they chose to do. Okay, fine. To be honest with you, I always said they should have traded for Nolan Arenado. That's the guy they should have traded for, and then signed Francisco Lindor in the offseason. To me, that was easy. But regardless, they are evaluating everyone, and they are continuing to, like, Steve Cohen made moves to try to make this team competitive based off of who was in a position of power. How many people were in position of power? Sandy Alderson, Jared Porter. I'm blanking on the other guy that was in and out for like a split second. Then you had Billy Epler. And now you finally have David Stearns. You finally have somebody that knows what he's doing. He can't change it all in an offseason. He actually has to see the problem. Like, we're sitting here going, this core is terrible. Blow it all up. Who's to say that the prospects are any good? You know who said that? Billy Epler last year. That's the same guy that brought in Darren Ruff and Daniel Vogelback to be the platoon at DH. So don't tell me that all these prospects he brought in, wow, these guys are really good. Why? Because Billy Epler said so? All I know is that Billy Epler had a terrible team out in L.A., two of the best players in L.A., in Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout, and he couldn't win anything. And he flipped out. Listen, I'm glad he flipped Justin Verlander. I'm glad he flipped Max Scherzer. Hell, I would have been happy if he flipped more people. But I'm also not going to sit here and say that Acuña Jr. is going to be, you know, the next best player in baseball. I'm not going to sit here and say that Jet Williams is going to be, the starting center fielder for the Mets for the next 15 years. I know other people that will say that, but I'm not. So they're evaluating everything. There's a possibility that those guys get traded soon too. So if you're going, what are they doing? Blow the team up. Blow this, this is ridiculous. They suck. Yeah. No, they're mediocre. That's what they are right now. They literally came in with a plan to stay relevant all season, to be 500 or close to it all season, and to see what they actually have on the field, to give these guys playing time to see what they have on the field. So stop with blow the team up. Stop with this team sucks. We got to trade everybody. Yeah, you know what? There's a possibility come July, if they really are like 15 games out of 500, yeah, go ahead. See what you can get back for Jeff McNeil. See what you can get back for Edwin Diaz. See what you can get back for Pete Alonso, if that's the case. I don't personally want to trade Pete Alonso. I think Pete Alonso can be the, let's say, Chris Kreider of the New York Mets. I think that Pete Alonso could be somebody that can be a piece. Maybe he's not the vocal leader. Maybe he's not the captain, but he could be productive enough. By the way, I mean, I understand that he went in an awful slump, Pete Alonso. He was, I think, 1-for-29, or I think it was 2-for-40 something. It was something so terrible. I think his batting average through whatever the stretch was like 56. It was that bad. But in the past 8 or 9 games, I think he's in the 8 or 9 game stretch, his OPS is well over 1,000. I think he's batting 321 or 320 something, whatever it is. Couple bombs. bunch of RBIs, a bunch of doubles. Like, in this 8 or 9 game stretch, he's getting himself back. He's on fire again, and that's good. Let's the same way that Aaron Judge took a whole month to figure out how to hit the ball, maybe we can give some slack to our guys too. The problem is that we're not winning games, and there's too many people struggling. I get it. You want to see impact, you want to see it now. But there's a long season, and I guarantee you, by the end of the season, whatever team Francisco Lindor or Pete Alonso are on, at the end of the season, their numbers are going to look very reminiscent to what they were last year. And I think Pete Alonso will be better than he was last year with his batting average and his OPS. But he'll still have those 40-plus home runs and close to 120 RBIs. So why don't we just relax a little bit? I know it's not great. I know it's not what you want to hear. There's still a possibility of the playoffs even with this freaking team, because that's how mediocre baseball is. That's how ridiculous baseball is. That is how stupid adding more teams to the playoffs are. You have 162 games, and then you say, hey, let's get 6 teams from each division, from each league to get into the playoffs. You know, we need to get more playoff teams. Well, that allows a mediocre team like the Mets to get in there. So go through your ups and downs, whatever. But stop with blow up the team. Stop with this team is the worst ever. They're actually not the worst ever. I know they just lost to one of the worst teams ever in this Miami Marlin team, an organization that has zero clue. I actually think that the Mets have a great clue. It's just not impulsive, and it's just not up to the speed that the fans want. Listen, we've been fans forever. David Stearns has been the baseball operations manager or whatever stupid title is, president of baseball operations. He's been that for less than a year. Less than a year. So you got to give him a little bit of time. 877-337-6666. Jeff is in Queens, wants to go back to the Knicks. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, what's up? Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's up, bro?
Definitely disappointed about the loss tonight, but I really don't want to get into the Knicks loss. I kind of want to give Leon Rose and just the entire Knicks organization their flowers, because isn't this what we play for? I mean, isn't this what we hope for as Knicks fans, playing in mid-May? I'm just excited about the prospects of, because, you know, we don't have any bodies. I know you mentioned before, and it's like, you know, Josh Hart doesn't play, maybe OG, and we just don't have enough bodies. You said it yourself. Like, we don't want, you know, we can't have, you know, Daquan Jeffries coming in tomorrow and or on Sunday and playing.
Yeah,
but,
like, you know, that's like not.
I just love the grit. I just love, you know, this is what we want. Being game 7 in the Garden, and, you know, I'm just excited about, you know, the game 7 and, of course, you know, next year and just watching this team grow, because, you know, I'm willing to just say, hey, let's just run it back. You know, let's not chase stars. This is what we got here. Not chasing stars, building a team. We have our superstar in Brunson. Randall should be coming back next year. OG will be coming back. And it's, you know, I'm just excited about the prospects.
Jeff, the one thing I say about that, and hear me out here, because I do love it. Like, yeah, this is, you're 100% right. This is exactly what we've been begging for the New York Knicks for decades now. To have this type of team, to have this type of roster, to get deep into playoffs, to sit there and say, like, wow, we're going to a game 7, like, we're about to go to the Eastern Conference Finals, and we're that close. But the problem is this. There's a couple things. First of all, I do feel different, and it sucks to say, Josh Hart not being on the court on Sunday, if that's what may potentially happen, that's going to kill. That is going to destroy the New York Knicks, because they need him. They don't have a big enough roster. They don't have those significant players to go to unless OG somehow comes back. So that stinks. But on top of that, too, I hate that mentality of just run it back, because this team this year was special because of a lot of certain things, a lot of grit, a lot of, you know, the fact is they did stay healthy. Like, Randall getting hurt and having a shoulder injury sucked. Mitch Robinson being gone for a certain amount of time, that sucked. But for the most part, they were healthy. You don't know what next year is going to bring. And I'm not going to say, well, we're going to sit there and rely on injuries and whatnot. But you always want to try to get a step ahead. You always want to improve where you can. So if there's ways to improve, you got to do it. And first of all, the first things first is I think that Julius Randle's got to go. And he's got to – they have to find a better version of Julius Randle, because the Knicks have shown that this year – not even this year, but in the playoffs, this Knicks team can win without Julius Randle.
Right.
They've shown that. They showed that last year they could lose with Julius Randle, but they showed that they could win without him too. So that shows to me there's another piece that can make this Knicks team better, but that can add something to it. And it's not Julius Randle, unfortunately.
Yeah, totally fair. Totally fair.
Jeff, listen. What did you got? I was gonna hang up on you actually, but I'll give you another second. What do you want? What else you got? You
said no.
Sounds like you had
something
else.
I was gonna say that's totally fair. You know, like I said, we still have the assets. We still have draft picks, and you know, I'm not gonna say, you know, if there's a chance to improve, to not improve. So yeah, you're definitely right about that. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey Jeff, I appreciate the phone call, man. Thank you. Good luck. Let's go Knicks. Listen, I might be a little down right now because I'm worried about the status of Josh Hart, but let's go Knicks. Game 7, it's like Jeff just said, that's what you wanted this whole entire time, was to be in a position to be in a Game 7 at home. At home for a chance to go to the Eastern Conference Finals.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.